People don't normally die from eating hamburgers, but that's what happened in the early 90s to four fast food patrons who were served burgers infected with deadly bacteria. After that, the government set up a new system to inspect meat and poultry. But a draft report from the General Accounting Office says this system is plagued with problems. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
When government officials started searching for an alternative to its antiquated food inspection program, they turned to NASA. The space agency had come up with a process that ensured astronauts' food was absolutely safe. The system relies on a series of controls or checkpoints in the food handling process.
This new program did represent a paradigm change.
That's Carol Tucker Foreman of the Consumer Federation of America. She's been a huge proponent of the approach, and it seemed to be working well. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, the agency charged with overseeing inspections, has reported a decline in the number of poultry and meat carcasses contaminated with bacteria like salmonella. But Tucker Foreman says the report from the General Accounting Office raises major concerns about the USDA's ability to monitor bacteria.
They have done the testing in such a way that the results are not reliable.
What's more, Tucker Foreman argues the USDA has failed to enforce the food safety system, and she cites a section of the GAO report. It looked at 68 processing plants where violations had been reported. 60 of these plants were told inspectors may close them down, but 95% of the time, plants were not closed. Elsa Murano is the Undersecretary of Agriculture in charge of food safety. On the job 8 months, she acknowledges problems, but insists she's getting tough.
We have done already this year 92 suspensions. So that just shows you that if we find that there are deficiencies in a plant, we hold the plant absolutely accountable.
The General Accounting Office report is nothing to be alarmed about, says Richard Laub of the National Chicken Council. He explains a decade ago, nearly a third of slaughtered chickens tested positive for certain bacteria. Today, he points out it's down to 11%. Laub argues if there is a problem, it's the bureaucratic way the Department of Agriculture is trying to manage the system.
And I think what the GAO report reflects is maybe some problems in handling all that paperwork and responding to it appropriately.
Even if the system were enforced flawlessly, there's never a guarantee that raw meat is bacteria-free. Heat is the only sure way to kill bacteria. So the experts say cook your meat well. It may be the only way to reduce the estimated 5,000 deaths linked to foodborne illness each year. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.